Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Al Diaz, author of The Titus Concept, producer of the film Beyond Hope and Transformational Guide. And I also have my wonderful co-host, Cindy Holbrook, who is the Compassionate Divorce Coach of CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. Today, our topic is, why can't things remain as they are? First, a couple of announcements. Continue to check back here on Blog Talk Radio and Rewrite Your Story host page for upcoming shows and co-hosts. And also go to rewritestory.com for a very special gift that we're giving away. You know, why do things have to change? I mean, I know we're supposed to make progress. We're supposed to evolve as a couple and as individuals. But I'm happy where it's at. I'm glad about how things are. I mean, everything seems to be going pretty good. Yeah, we have our ups and downs. But why do things have to change?
You know, I really feel you. I mean, I'm perfectly happy with the way everything is. And all I hear all the time is that we have to change this or we have to change that or I have to do something different and that things aren't good the way they are. And I'm perfectly happy the way everything is. And to me, it's always been this way. I mean, why can't we just live in peace and harmony and stay the same and stay in love and stay in each other's arms forever? I don't understand why all this other bullshit has to even be a issue in the relationship.
I'm gonna throw another angle to this, Cindy, because as I did this topic, I realized other angles started coming into my head as I was thinking about this. Here's another one, and I personally had to go through this situation, and what I'm gonna throw out there is, for your significant other, and he or she is moving forward, he or she is making progress, and you're staying the same. And because in your mind, you're happy with yourself, you're okay. You know, you're okay with your 9-to-5 and looking forward for the weekends, and you already have maybe your home and your family, but your significant other is like evolving, getting into new things, and making something of themselves, and you're just staying put, and you're starting to feel a distance between you and your significant other because the other person is growing, and you're staying where you're at.
Right, and I have some you know, different idea. Before I go there, I do want to welcome to today's show, everybody. The topic is why can't things remain as they are? And if you're online, you can go to facebook.com/groups/your toxic relationship dance and join in on the conversation. I watch the Facebook page, so you can type in your questions or comments if you wish. If you're on the Blog Talk page, you can join the live chat with Al. And if you have questions, you can call 713-955-0561. And you know, with that, with everything with change, and before we get more into it, I always think it's interesting how people say, well, it's the same. I want it to stay the same. I've been there. You've been there. I think we've all been there. But whenever you really think about the big picture, it's really funny because you can't stay the same because the world is constantly changing. You know, that's a huge thing why things can't remain as they are because the world's constantly changing. And things happen each and every day, things that we have no control of, you know, fires, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, people, you know, our jobs change, people get fired, people get laid off, people, you know, meet new people at work. And every single person you come in contact with changes your life in some way, shape, or form. And so I like to ask people, and it's really interesting, you say, oh, I don't want, you know, especially when we get to be adults, it's why can't things remain as they are? We just want to stay the same. And we're growing and changing ourselves, even if we don't think we are. So, because are you the same person you was a year ago? And I always like to ask, are you the same person you was when you were 21? Are you the same person you was whenever you were 16? Are you the same person you was whenever you were 5? And are you the same person you were when you were 1? And, you know, we wouldn't expect a baby to be born and not to grow and mature in the first 10 years of their life. Yet whenever we get into a relationship and the relationship is new and fresh, has that baby, that cute baby smell, you know, and it's like I love holding newborns. To me, there's nothing as pure and innocent and sweet and 100% pure love as a newborn baby. And whenever you have this newborn baby, would we actually, you know, we always say it would be nice if the baby never grew up, but I don't think most of us really mean that. And because we want that baby to grow and to learn to laugh and talk and walk and dress themselves and start becoming mature. And that's the way a relationship works. Whenever we first get into this relationship, it's that fresh new baby smell. And we want to keep that baby a baby forever, and babies don't stay babies forever.
You know, something, and it took me a while to realize this, but several years ago, it dawned on me that change happens. It happens all the time. It never stops. You know, some people think, well, and I used to think this years ago, that that everything was the same. I get up at the same time, 7 a.m. in the morning. I go to work. I have lunch at the same time. But the thing is, and I'm going to pick something very silly here. Every day you wear different clothes. I mean, every day you may jump in the shower a second later or a second earlier. You know, it's something's always different. Nothing remains the same. Everything, change always happens. It's constant and consistent. The thing about it, though, is we have the ability and the power to influence change. It's up to each of us to decide. It's up to each of us to decide what the change is going to be. If we just sit back and let life dictate to us, then life is dictating to us. But if we decide to take our power back and say, okay, I'm going to contribute or influence the change that's about to take place. And I know I'm getting a little off topic there, but and here's another angle I want to bring up. Security is fleeting. So if you're attached to a certain scenario or the way a relationship is, or the way your job is, or the way your household is, and you're attached to it and you want it to remain the same, security is fleeting. As Cindy mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, things change. You know, life evolves. If you're attached to being the way it is, you're going to end up getting hurt because life is continuously changing.
Exactly. And I was thinking this before as far as change is concerned. We think, you know, especially whenever we get into our routines, we think that things are not changing. And we're not seeing the change in ourselves. We're not seeing the changes in our partner, our kids, our bosses, our neighbors, anybody else, you know, in our life. And we just think things are staying the same. But what really hit me was some of you may or may not have had this experience. And I know, like, Al, you and I were raised in a fairly close our neighborhoods were close to each other. And I'm pretty sure you still have family in that neighborhood. And so to you, you have watched the growth of that community. And to you, I mean, even though you can sort of see the growth, it's not a huge thing to you. But when I went there a couple years ago, I thought, holy crap, this isn't where I grew up. This is a completely different city. I mean, 100% completely different city. You know, where's all the empty space? Where's all the trees that used to be there? Where's, you know, the park that used to be there? It just all these things. I'm like, wow, this is a different place. And then if you take, like, I think your sister, and I could be wrong, but I think your sister still lives in that community, or your brother. But anyways, because they have been there, they don't even see as much change as what you do because you've moved out, but you visit so often that you're used to, hey, this is new. But to your brother or your sister, that community has stayed the same. And whenever we look at communities like that, that's how it is with the relationships. We think that things are staying the same even though they're changing around us. And whenever you step away from something or you see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, they can see this huge change in you.
I totally agree with that. And so, and going back to the relationship aspect of it, is if your significant other has decided to evolve and consciously evolve and say, I am going to promote myself or enable myself or support myself or change or shift or whatever. And it kind of affects you. You're looking, okay, go ahead and do what you got to do, but I'm staying put and staying where I'm at because I'm pretty happy or content where I'm at, satisfied where I'm at. I'm happy with the way things are. The thing about that is as your significant other starts to evolve and starts becoming a newer version of themselves, then it's up to you. What are you going to do? Are you going to stand your ground and say, hey, I'm going to stay put because I like where I'm at? Are you going to, decide to influence change in your own life so that you can evolve and perhaps evolve with your partner?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think back, you know, with when I first got, I was so young when I got married. I was 18 and Earl was 19. But one thing I used to always tell him is you was born to be a boss. I mean, I could tell, you know, I mean, he liked being in charge. And I knew that even at that age. But at that time, to me, he didn't seem to be all that controlling or all that, you know, that bad to me. But what's interesting is once he did become the boss and eventually became the plant manager, as he changed, because he had to change because his position and his job changed, he also changed the way that he treated me. And also he changed with what he wanted me. Like, I always had to present myself as the boss's wife. You know, whenever he was a plant manager, he felt that my image affected him, so therefore I had to act and dress and behave appropriately. And this is, you know, this is a part of growth that a lot of people are like, hey, wow, this person is moving up in their career. And, you know, but you want to think that this person's staying the same, but just the fact that they're moving up in their career, it does change them. So whether you're moving up in your career, so it doesn't even have to be personal growth, and that's what I wanted people to really see because we are growing constantly. And some people do get to where, hey, I want to improve myself and be a better person. But that can be mean just as much as I want to be the boss. I want to be the manager of this large company. I want to be, I want to own my own business. Or I want to, you know, start working out. I want to start eating differently. Anything like that, it changes the dynamics of everything. My husband, he does all the cooking in our house. I'm a lucky woman. He's an excellent chef, and he does 99% of the cooking. And when he decided to lose weight a couple of years, he started cooking everything differently for himself. And so, in turn, I just automatically started eating differently because I'd just rather eat his cooking than eat my own. But this is a change, and we don't see – sometimes changes like this can really become bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're sitting there all of a sudden, we're saying, I've stayed the same, but you have grown or you have changed in some way just as the other person has.
That's true, Cindy. Yeah, because change is always happening. I think the mm-hmm. difference, though, is when one person consciously changes and the other person just unconsciously changes. You know, that just life just happens and they change, but without them consciously doing it. And the one thing that, and I personally went through this. The one thing about change, though, and a person thinking, well, you know, why can't things just remain the same? Why do we have to change? The thing about it is if one person in a relationship, this could happen in your job situation or in a relationship, as a person starts evolving and moving forward in their own perspective and whatever it is they're trying to fulfill, the other person kicks back and says, well, I'm just going to do what I've always done, and I'm going to be the person that I've always been, and I'm okay with that. Eventually, there's a distance that happens between the two people because one person is growing and the other person is supposedly staying the same, even though they are unconsciously changing. And there's a distance between the two. And that can eventually become a disconnection or even resentment because what may have been truth for them a few years ago is no longer valid because one person has evolved and the other person has stayed the same. And then that can also create a toxic relationship because that other person keeps moving forward, and the other person saying, "I'm staying put," And so not only is there a disconnect, there's a distance, there's resentment possibly, but eventually it could all become toxic.
Mm-hmm. And something else that I see, you know, it happened in my relationship, but I have spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have said it's happened in their relationship. We do resist change, but change happens constantly, and that's why it's so important to embrace change, know it's going to happen, and consciously think about what change you want to happen, especially with so many of life circumstances. You know, if your person goes into self-growth or starts reading self-development books, maybe you can join in with them so you can grow together. Or if they, you know, all of a sudden become interesting in bowling, maybe you could see if you'd like it. But something else that a lot of us, that happens so often, is one of the two of you gets sick. And being sick changes somebody dramatically. So whether or not you are the person that's sick or you are the partner of somebody that's sick, it's a very difficult time. I've been on both ends of the spectrum. And once my current husband got sick and I was taking care of him, I understood more about what Earl used to always talk about, how I had changed. Because whenever somebody is really sick, it's impossible to be in your 100% right state of mind. You're in massive pain. Things are happening. If you're on drugs because of the pain, then that changes, you know, your basic personality. And every time one person says or acts a certain way, it's recreating a response or a reaction out of the other person. And what happens whenever somebody's sick or whenever a change happens of any sort, somebody's trying to start growing and stuff, you start either resisting it or you start questioning, is this really for the better? Or you start getting into your own tit for tat and you don't even realize it. And then it becomes habit. And then 5 years later, whenever the crisis or the incident isn't even there anymore, you're still playing this tit for tat game. And it's not even needed anymore because you're not consciously choosing how you're responding to different things, and you're not consciously allowing yourself to see the change in both of you. Because regardless who's sick or who loses their job or who decides that they're going to go into personal growth, there is change happening to you just because this person next to you is changing.
On the flip side of that, I don't know if it's the flip side, but another angle to all this is, have you decided to change, consciously change on purpose and become a new person, a different person, an evolved person, and the other person resists, at some point you may have to look at the relationship and say, is this relationship worth keeping? Because I'm bettering myself, or I think I'm bettering myself, and the other person is standing still and staying where they're at, and do it without judgment. But at some point, you need to look at yourself and say, is this change worth it? Is it just to support me? Is it for my best and highest good? Is it right for me? Because you may have to make a decision whether or not to stay in that relationship or stay in that job. And you may have to decide, okay, look, I'm bettering myself, but everybody else around me is just staying where they're at. And you may have to decide, you know, it's time for me to move on. And I know that feeling because I know several years ago, when I woke up and I realized I was in sleepwalking for 40 years, I lost a lot of friends and family members because I had become a different person. And it was a sad yes. Was it disappointing? Yes. Did I like that feeling? No, I didn't. But it all worked out, and eventually the people that I did lose, you know, whether it were friends or family members, I gained thousands around the world, so it was worth it. Not that I was looking for that kind of those kind of relationships, but what I gained from moving forward and evolving is much better. I'm much better off than I would have if I would have stayed the same in who I was back then. So something you need to consider for yourself. You know, how much do you care about yourself? How much do you love yourself so that whatever change you're doing for yourself consciously, you know, it's going to affect your other relationships. But you got to care enough about yourself that you're willing to move on and let them go if necessary.
And, you know, with you saying that brought up, you know, even another angle, per se, of the whole thing, the same for me, is when one person is changing, so if it's regardless why they're in the change, that person, if you're sitting there and you're going, I want things to stay the same, I want things to stay the same, even though you're not thinking you're changing, you actually start changing yourself trying to make things stay the same. And typically those changes make you lose a part of who you are and you're not being your true self. One thing that I often tell people whenever they're in the should I leave or should I stay phase is, number one, start focusing on yourself. Focus on your own self-love, your own self-care. What do you like? And be who you are. Don't be somebody you're not just because you want things to stay the same. And start asking yourself, am I being true to who I am myself? I think I'm staying the same, but am I being true to who I am? And chances are you're not. And because you're changing so much, trying to make things stay the same, you actually can create a more toxic relationship than what it made to have been there. So if you sit there and you concentrate on you and who you are and you start being true to yourself and you find your own self-love and your own self-care and your own happiness, one of two things are going to happen. Either the relationship is going to dissolve naturally because the two of you just don't fit anymore, or this person's going to be wow, there's the woman that I married. Look at her strength. Wow, I didn't even know that part of her existed. Look how strong and courageous she is, and look how she sets boundaries and stands up for herself. That's pretty sexy. And, you know, women would say the same thing about a man. Wow, that's really sexy. I like seeing him, you know, standing up for himself and doing what he wants. I really like the fact that he's not looking to me for his happiness and his sole reason for being. And so one of the two things are going to happen, but either way, you're still being who you are, and you're being happy being who you are.
Yeah, that's happy who you are. That's the bottom line, is eventually, at some point, you have to put yourself first, not from an egotistical standpoint, but from a self-care standpoint. You got to care enough about yourself that your happiness matters and that you're being and doing what it is that makes you happy. And so that if the situation ever arises, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that you have to move on from a relationship or a scenario or situation, that you can do it. And I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but the thing is, you have to consider your own happiness, as Cindy said.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting, and women do this a lot. I don't know how often men do it, but I know for a fact women do this a lot. I was talking to a colleague last night, and she said, women are chameleons. They start dating an attorney, and all of a sudden they're into the whole black tie event. This woman's wearing the sexy little black dresses. She's taking care of her nails and her hair and her makeup because she's, quote-unquote, playing the part. She breaks up with the attorney, and she starts dating an outdoorsman. And all of a sudden now she's running around in, what do you call I can't think of what they're called, but people hunt camouflage. So now she's running around in camouflage because she's dating a hunter. And then all of a sudden she breaks up with him and she starts dating a hippie, and now she's running around in tie-dyed shirts. So women become chameleons to be whoever the person they are is with. And like I said, I don't know how often men do this, but I see women doing this a lot. And a behavior like that is definitely putting you into a toxic relationship, because you are not being happy with who you are. You're changing, thinking this other person wants you to be that way. And it's really important, as I said before, is to learn to be happy with who you are. Because whenever you're happy with who you are, then the challenges and the issues that you face in life don't seem to be as big, number one. And number two, you really can be in a place where you can start consciously creating the type of change you want rather than reacting to the change of everybody else.
So this is a great topic. So for the audience, you know, change happens. So I want you to understand this. Change happens. Change is constant. Security is fleeting. And if you're if you're connected, or I don't use the word attached. If you're attached to not changing, if you're attached to security, then you're going to go downhill, because life happens. Life is always evolving and moving forward. Life will just keep going and leave you behind. So I guess what I'm suggesting here is start looking at life differently. You know, if your significant other is evolving and moving forward, then you have to take up the initiative and the effort and the energy to also evolve. Because if you don't, there's going to be distance between you and your significant other, or even in your job. Just like if you have a job, you know, they expect you to excel and learn new things and keep growing. Otherwise, you'll get left behind. Well, same thing in a relationship. You know, if you don't do anything about it, then you're going to get left behind. There's no two ways about it. So understand. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, it's definitely, you just mentioned job, and I'm thinking, keep your eyes open and understand the change around you and understand your own change. I remember when I worked, me and this got into this huge argument because I was determined she was doing it wrong and I was doing it right. And our supervisor jumped in and said, that regulation changed 3 years ago. And my coworker was right, but I obviously didn't want to embrace that change. So I had been doing something wrong for 3 years, honestly believing I was doing it right. And so it's understanding that things are changing. And I like that you related to the job, but that popped into my head. And know that we do the same type of things in relationships, is we're just, for whatever reason, oblivious to something that changed.
Yeah, that's true. And if you decide, or if the other person decides not to change, and you're the one that's changing, as I mentioned before, you know, you may have to walk away, or that relationship, as Cindy said, it'll dissolve, because you guys are no longer compatible as you were years ago, you know, when you first got together. And so, but again, it may be difficult, it may be hurtful, you may get sad and disappointed, but in the long run, you know, it'll all work out. In the short term, it may be a little bit, it may hurt, but in the long run, you'll be, you know what, I made the right decision. I had to take care of myself. I had to evolve. I had to move forward. And that other relationship, even though I was in love in that relationship, take care of myself first, because I matter.
Mm-hmm. And if you're the person wanting to stay the same and the other person's growing, you need to realize that you are changing even if you don't think you are. And what can you do to grow yourself, especially if the other person left you and you didn't want to be left? And it's like, this is a phase of your life that's over. It's not the ending. It's just a different phase. And if you start looking at, you know, it could have been, you know, 5-year relationship or a 30-year relationship, but it really opens you up to learn to be who you are and to be free. And not, so it's starting asking yourself, how can I change? What can I learn from this? And who do I want to be in the future? You know, constantly ask yourself, whether you're in a relationship or not, who do I want to be in the future? Where do I want to be a year from now? And because this here is what keeps you growing in a more positive way, and it helps you be happier and get more things out of life than what you want.
Great topic, Cindy. And for the audience, Cindy Holbrook, the Compassion Divorce Coach for CoachingForDivorceWomen.com. Have you had enough of what you're going through? Contact me and let's rewrite your story from your existing pain to purpose that allows you to have the life you truly desire. My email address is al.diaz@gmail.com. And remember, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, join us. Just and tell the world, the more people, the better. And as we have mentioned, we have a Facebook page. Contact us there. Thank you all for joining us. Remember that everything in our past, present, or future is for our best and highest good. Wherever you are at, have a great day, a wonderful evening. As usual, Cindy, you rock. Let's do this again.
And Thanks, and you rock too. And big love and big hugs to all of our listeners, and have a fantastic week. And we'll catch you next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Take care.